The video game review. The video game review. Ha ha. The video game review. Yeah. The video game review. What what? The video game review. Ha. The video game review. What what what? The video game review. The video game review.
Come on, people, now.
Video game review. Don't be hating. The video game review. That's what I had said. The video game review. Keep it real. The video game review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or so foreign lands. Just kidding. Rick Tittle with you, and for the next hour, we'll talk just video games, and even though I'm on only sports talk networks, it's not just sports video games, it's all video games. So come on in and get heard. You are my unpaid correspondents. The line is 1-800-878-PLAY. I say that because even if I could play video games 24/7, where I didn't have to sleep and I had the Clockwork Orange thing prying my eyelids open, we still would have different tastes. So what's good with you? What's good, y'all? What is overhyped? What's underhyped? What's a game that nobody's talking about? That's really good, because we certainly know the games people talk about, and a lot of times those games aren't even that great. That's because we're in the golden age of video games. People can capitalize by mailing it in, but for the most part, it's good stuff. So let's talk, and we have certain types of games as well. I hate cinematics. I hate cutscenes, unless I can get out of them. Nothing's worse than putting down the controller while some video game developer's like, I'm making a movie. Now, I want to play the game. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. Questions, comments, or concerns, don't write it down. Dial it up. Once again, toll free. 1-800-878-7529. We are on SiriusXM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Where my truckers at with their white line fever. Breaker 19, Smokey the Bear. Also, we are on sportsbyline.com. Click listen live and emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Use those to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after, about a half hour. And the cheat code at the end of the show, request your cheat code. And we'll do that at the end. Also, sbnationlive.com. And we are also on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and your cable provider. That's 35 million homes. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, and American Forces Radio worldwide, 500 outlets, 177 countries. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. I'm Rick Tittle. We got an hour, so come on back on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family. What's that? I don't sound like a Chihuahua? Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like? I guess all Chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage. Okay, maybe I am a little high-strung. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, as they only let me talk about video games for an hour all week, so I got to get it in. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us, wherever network you are listening to. We are originating out of Sports Byline in San Francisco, but I'm here for you. What do you got? 1-800-878-PLAY. What do I got? Well, I don't got it yet. I know that's bad English, but I ain't begotten it yet. That's what had happened, y'all. And that is Battlefield 6. I know people who got the immediate download digitally. I know people that are playing it on PC. I ordered a shiny disc for the PS5, and it's arriving tomorrow. And where I live here in the Bay Area, I'm on the Oakland side, the east side. And it's supposed to rain all day. So if the power and the Wi-Fi don't go out, basically, after I do my sports talk show, which I do 9 to noon Pacific time, that's basically what I'm going to be doing. Now, I did play the open beta, so I got a feel for it. And, you know, I wasn't gaga over it. I'm a big Battlefield guy because my favorite games when it comes to first-person shooters our Battlefield games, like Battlefield Bad Company 2. It's my favorite. I love Battlefield 1943. I loved Battlefield 1. I always wanted a World War I game. That one kicked butt. And I loved Battlefield 4. Now, that being said, didn't care for the Battlefield games after 4, unless you're talking about 1. I didn't care for Battlefield 3, where I thought everybody's arms were simian-like and went down past their knees. It was very weird. So, in other words, no company is infallible. I remember I had a discussion with somebody about Led Zeppelin, and they go, every song they ever made is great. I'm like, no, they didn't. Just because they're Zepp doesn't mean they're foul. They've made some bad song. No one bats 1,000, okay? At least not prolific. Now, I did look at PCGamer.com, and they already have their 6 favorite guns. The M4A1 is their favorite, which I'm not surprised because that was my favorite in Battlefield 4. They also have the M87A1, the PW7A2, the DRS1AR, the M277, and the SG553R, the carbine. The other ones, respectively, shotgun, submachine gun, light machine gun, and also the M277 is a carbine as well. You might notice when you weaponry, for the most part, looks highly similar. Like you can go in and if you squint, you think everything might look like a Glock, and it doesn't. And it's the same, you know, with assault rifles, unless it's bullpup, and then you have the mag behind the trigger mechanism. And so that's why in a lot of games, you'll say, well, it's this, but in that game, it was called the blank. And sometimes they just, and it's poetic license, I'm not mad about it, but sometimes they'll just make up names for stuff too. But for the most part, it's legit. Now, as you go through and you start to earn what makes the game addictive, first of all, great gameplay. That's, you know, 90% of it. But the other 10% of it is you want to progress. And I would say at least half the time, the thing that you, you know, the next stage of that type of weapon isn't even as good as the one you had before. And each one you got to build up, you know, like I want a different sight. I want a different, I want a more powerful ammo. I want a bigger mag. I want a different butt. You know, I don't want my gun to, because when you first get these guns, they shake all over the place. So I need a compensator and I need a, you know, pineapple handle under the front, but just on the rail. Just, you know, I want a laser, which I don't. I don't like the laser sights. They're just telling everybody, here I come. But you got to build it up. And so, and then you pimp that out and then you get the new one. And the new one is lame because it's just out of the box factory. And and then you look at the stats and you go, oh, that's not that powerful. I almost always, the two things I look for are power, I guess I would say damage and stability. I don't want my gun shaking all over the place. I don't want it to rise up, things like that. So I just have happen to look at the assault rifles. And you start off, which is, you know, most people are going to start with that, but it's going to it starts off with the M433 and does not have great range. Good hip fire. Then you have to wait until you get to 14th and you get the B36A4, which, as I was saying, in other games you might know it as a G36 instead of a B36. And then at rank 25, you get the SOR 556 MK2. That's a little more mid and long range. You know, it's comical to think of as an assault rifle as short range because it used rifle bullets, to put it in prosaic terms, not pistol bullets like submachine guns do. At 34, you get the AK-4D, but the fire rate is not great. On that one. And then at 50, the TR7, which does not have great range either. Then, of course, you have to start getting, like, if you get 10,000 damage, or if you get sort of, if you get too many, or if you get enough kills, there are other games, other guns to get. So it would be, you know, get 100 headshots, get 500 total kills. You know, and then you'll get the Cord 6B67 or the NVO 2280, the L85A3. L85s usually did me well in the Battlefield games in the past. Carbine wise, just to start off, I'll just tell you what they're going to hand you. The M4A1, you'll have that. Submachine guns, the SG6, which is a teeny weeny beanie. I would not recommend fighting anybody unless they're in the room with you. But, you know, the the hip fire and the fire rate is always good. Light machine gun is a L110, which to me just looks like a saw. A squad automatic weapon, so that looks like kind of a variation of the saw gun. DMRs, which I don't use, I just, they're too slow, and it's usually a two-shot kill, three-shot kill sometimes. Not a big DMR guy. Sniper rifles, they'll start you off with an M2010 ESR, and those are very powerful, but they just have a small mag, and it is mag-based. The shotgun is the M87A1, which just looks like your basic Mossberg pump type. pistol. We'll start off with a P18, and you can unlock as you go revolvers. It's called a M44. It just looks like a 44 mag. It's a big ass gun. So those are the ones you're going to start off with. And as I said, I will get my mitts on this mañana if all the dominoes fall. And then next week I'll be able to give you more, a better review. But just to whet the appetite with an H, those are the guns. Take a quick break and we will come on back on the video game review.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. Love talking video games with you wherever you might happen to be. And if you just want to keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel, Jim Morrison, go ahead. Or if you want to participate with a question, comment, concern, newbies, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everybody in between, don't be shy. 1-800-878-PLAY. Elon Musk has an AI company called XAI. He loves that letter. Do you know anyone who calls Twitter X? I'm still waiting. I have not seen it. I've seen people in England say, have you gone on X? I'm like, it hasn't caught on in America too much yet. But a couple days ago, he shared a post that said, XAI is hiring for video games. And then he wrote underneath it, true. He said last year, too many game studios are owned by massive corporations. At XAI is going to start a new game studio to make games great again. That must have been when he liked Trump. But he found, we've been talking about this company for a couple of years. And I remember 2 years ago, he said that they were going to unleash the true nature of the universe or something like that, or we will understand the nature of the universe. And they, of course, have developed Grok, which is a, you know, a ChatGPT type of thing. And that Grok, of course, runs on Twitter. But there is, you know, there's a lot of competition in the AI marketplace because Microsoft and through Xbox is working with in-world AI on what they say multi-year projects. NVIDIA is pushing its ACE, that's capital ACE, for games systems to create AI-driven digital humans. Roblox has rolled out its generative AI tool, Roblox Cube, to help developers create games. And I saw a quote from a professor at NYU, and with this name, you can only be a professor. Julian Togelius, Professor Togelius, said, quote, a hybrid model that combines human judgment with assisted automation can optimize outcomes and mitigate risks. All right, but how does that help the video game market? By the way, they're saying by 2030, that'll be a $600 billion a year. So you could say another day, another tweet from Elon, and I don't care about Elon, but I do care about good video games. So if he comes in, he comes in. But they also are going to have something called Grokopedia, to rival Wikipedia. Okay, whatever. But the thing that makes me really bring this up, outside of saying that he's hiring, is the fact that he said, we will release a great AI-generated game before the end of the next year. Hmm. So great and AI-generated are usually not two sentences that have gone together yet. In anything, AI-generated video has been advancing at lightning speed, even with people who work on naughty things. But if you look at the recent release of Sora 2 and the Sora social media app, but it's a long way to go before they're making a movie. And then we heard about this, oh, this actress, Tilly, what's her name? She's making everybody mad. It's not a she. It's not a person. But video games are more complicated than I think a lot of these people know, because video games require real-time decision-making, also functional constraints. You know, a half-decent playable AI video game within a year, I don't know, I guess they can make one, but a great one. So, as I said, we're in the fourth quarter here in 2025, so he's leaving himself just a little more than a year to make this. But when he did announce they were going into the video game space, as I mentioned, He pledged to end the dominance, as I said, of those big corporations. He said about last year at this time, let's see, November 27, 2024, Musk said, replacing woke NPC humans with AI isn't going to solve this problem. AI made games feel soulless and cringe, just like most AI movies. This is a terrible idea. All right. I don't know if you can make a woke NPC. Non-playable character. NPCs, of course, it's you go into the village and you bump into a guy and he's like, watch out. And then you bump into another guy who looks exactly like him and he goes, watch out. As I said, some people now, because he said, oh, you're hiring and people want to work in the industry, obviously, a lot of bright people. And so the jobs board at XAI is also posting a job called video games tutor. I mean, if you take an AI game and you think, wow, you can imagine playing a game that learns your style, adapts to your emotions, and builds new missions in real time, and that's not sci-fi, that's next year with AI. There's no more pre-written storylines. Every game will think with you. Will it? And you got to remember, too, that a lot of self-promoters, not just in politics, but in industry as well, they will make brash claims, or they'll come up with a lot of ideas and see if they would stick. And when Musk bought Twitter, he said that they would have 1 billion monthly users within a year and a half. Didn't. And then he said the cyber truck would turn into a boat. That hasn't happened just yet. But so, look, the claim from a technical point of view, considering that Grok in any AI, you start to think about, you know, hallucinating the broken code under high use. And a lot of people have suggested that there are already too many AI games right now. I'm not someone who thinks that AI is going to figure out that humans are flawed and we should be eliminated. I don't think the metal ones are coming, SNL, just yet. But the debate for generative gaming or the living game in which gameplay is generated by players themselves, I do think that is on the next frontier. I don't think that it is the next frontier. I think it's part of it. But it's not clear whether it'll be possible because of the huge amount of energy it require or even a demand. I think a lot of times when over the years people will say, you know, you write the story, and it's like, no, I don't want to. I want to chill out. I want to sit on the couch and watch an amazing story that some talented person made here. Some man or woman decided that they're going to make this great miniseries or movie, or I want to read a book by a great author. And then we will reward the great author by buying their books and they get more money, and then that raises the bar. It's like, you know, when you go into certain Korean restaurants, they're awesome, but some of them will require you to cook your own food, you know? And if you embrace that, then awesome. But a lot of people are like, I don't want to. And then you can take it down to, you know, here's this bread maker. You can make your own bread at home. And I'm like, or I could just buy a loaf and make it a lot easier. So, you know, we've had plenty of games over the years. I remember there was a cart game on the PS3, which I interviewed the guy years ago, and you could design your own racetracks with traps and everything. And it was fun for, I don't know, an hour. And then I'm like, I don't want to race on my tracks. Now, some people do, as I said. But if someone's like, oh, Rick, you can design the game. It's a living game. It responds to you. And it's like, well, you know, this is why opposites attract too. Do I want something that's exactly the way I want it? I don't know yet, you know. But I think the last thing I would want is something responding to every every whim that I have as well. So I look, if XAI does make a game next year, it's not going to be completely self-generating. I don't think it's probably going to be great either, just because it's too hard, I think, to just make us say we're going to make a great game and then boom, there it is. The odds are it ain't going to be. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a quick break and we will give away a brand new game, get to the release dates and other things on the other side. So come on back on Sports Byline.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The Video Game Review.
Rise.
All right, we got a little Altered Beast in the Genesis Days. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. The Video Game Review, and it is 40 after. And that means it's time to give away a brand new game. The way you win it is you answer the very simple crazy, dumb, simple question I'm about to ask, and you answer it to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins. Why second? Because first seems like, I didn't get it. And then if I say 37th, that seems too arbitrary. You'd be like, yeah, I'll never win. All right, the game is called Lapin. Now, it looks like Lapin or Lapin, L-A-P-I-N. But it's French for rabbit. Lapin, L-A-P-I-N. It is developed and published by Studio Dougal. It is available for the PS5, the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. I have it here for the PS5. Here's the blurb. Lapin is a 2D platformer game about abandoned rabbits in a park. On their journey to find a new home, help Liba overcome the risks and dangers of the most elaborate controls. Meet new friends, see past episodes, and discover what new future awaits for them at the end of the adventure. Now, this is rated E for everyone, but it doesn't seem to be, like little kid type of thing. It does seem a little bit sort of dark. So I think it would be cool for kids. Liebe, love in German. Ah, this is very Euro. All right. My question is Lapin about rabbits, or is it called Lapin and it's about volleyball? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win Lapin from Studio Dougal for the PS5. Available also on the 4, the 1, and the personal computer. And a little bit later this segment, we will get to the new releases this week as well. And once again, Battlefield for the PS5. You might say, well, Rick, why do you wait for the disc? Because I want the disc. I can't lend it to anyone. I can't sell it. Not that I resell games, hardly ever. But I just want my entire hard drive taken up by a couple of games. And that's this stupid dance that you have to do on the PS5 that you didn't have to do on the PS4, which was that you could have an external hard drive. Now when you have an external hard drive, you just store games on it. Aha. By the way, speaking of PS5, the developer Ripstone has announced a new game that supports the 8K on PS5 Pro. So that brings the total games that are 8K to 5. And you think, ooh, what is it? I don't want to be a party pooper. Pure Pool Pro. And, of course, Pure Pool was a game about 10 years ago. Now they say it runs in a stunning native 8K, 60 frames per second, without using the PSSR upscaler that Sony has. So Ripstone has pledged 120 frames per second in native 4K for the standard console. Ripstone said, "We all know this sounds like a tall claim, but the nature of Pool being fixed around the table, our relatively lightweight proprietary engine, and our initial pre-alpha testing before any optimization leads us to believe it's achievable." So the base PS5 launched with the promise of 8K slapped on the box, and then Sony scrubbed it when they realized 8K was not going to happen with the original PS5. So a PS5 Pro, as I mentioned now, 5 games have 8K support. The other 4, The Tourist with a Y, and that's 8K but not enhanced on the Pro. No Man's Sky is 8K on the Pro. Gran Turismo 7, 8K on the Pro. And then F1 24, 8K on the Pro. So, and even as I speak, the PS6 is not saying 8K is going to be a regular thing. But, I mean, No Man's Sky is a beautiful game. It's self-generated. Hello Games, and that's cool. Gran Turismo and F1 racing in 8K is cool. as well. But playing pool in 8K, this is the thing about people who went out and bought a PS Pro. And I'm like, if you want to spend the extra cash, I think you'd have to be, I don't know, a hawk or an eagle to like notice. It's sort of like when the GameCube came out and they're like, oh, you guys aren't going 1080p, you're only going to be at 4, whatever it was. And it's like, you're not going to go high def because the PS2 has this new thing called Blu-ray, and there's this thing called the Xbox, and they're going to be having discs, and the GameCube has these little mini discs. And you think, oh, it's just not high def like the other ones. And then you play these, you know, like Super Mario Sunshine or something, or Metroid. Oh, my gosh, the Metroid on the GameCube. Could you think of better lighting effects? And the whole time, are you thinking, it doesn't have the same oomph. It doesn't have that. All right. By the way, Amazon Prime... they announced last week that they're giving away Fallout New Vegas Ultimate Edition because we're looking forward to the second season of the live action Fallout, Walton Goggins and such. And New Vegas was a great game. Really great. But then I had to think, well, how do they give that away? And they go, well, it's for Prime Gaming. Oh. And I'm like, what's Prime Gaming? Well, you already get it if you're a Netflix member. Oh, and they say, and you get a free Twitch channel. I'm like, all right, isn't everybody who wants to be on Twitch already on Twitch? I don't know. But that's the collab that they have. And we'll have to figure it out as we go. But it's just like Netflix, because... they've been bragging, you know, Splinter Cell, that's a game that debuted in 2002, and it was very unusual for emphasizing stealth and hiding and patience in an era when everything was about charging into melees and shootouts. And Splinter Cell was different. It emphasized, you know, being cunning and keeping your head down. And since then, 7 Splinter Cell games followed over the next decade, but there has not been a new one since 2013. The wait continues for a playable return to the world of Sam Fisher. Black Ops, signature spider-eye night vision goggles. Ubisoft has been promising a ground-up reboot for the last 3 years. And finally, there's a new TV show, the animated Splinter Cell Death Watch, which is out this week on Netflix. So... once again, when you'd say, oh, when's the next game? Well, the animated series is out. And my reaction is, okay. Right? Because we wanna play the games. It's better than nothing. But I think I would actually rather play the game. And then sometimes it doesn't look anything like, it's like, you know, I remember being excited for the Doom movie, and then it was just such garbage. And then again, the Fallout show is good, but still I'd rather be playing the game. All right, let's take a look at the new releases, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Concubine for the PC. And it's got a box art of a lovely looking woman, but with a knife. Crystal of Atlan. This is for your phones, Android and Apple, also PC. Spindle, an interesting combo. Switch, PC, Mac, Linux. Chicken Hair and the Treasure of Spiking Beard. That's a title for you. Chicken Hair and the Treasure of Spiking Beard. X and S PC Switch 5. Just Dance 2026 on the Switch. NASCAR 25. There it is. PS5 and Xbox Series X and S. Now, as I've said before, the thing that killed the last NASCAR game, 100 years ago, was that it was too real. In other words, caution flags, trading paint. I want to go burnout paradise. I want to go flying. Now, maybe that's not legit, but we'll see if lessons are learned, and we'll see if our people want it to be like that. P1, Anchor Light, 5-4, Ball X Pit, Mac, Mac Switch Exodus and PC, Lords of Ravage PC, Cal and Bomba for the PC, Escape from Duckov, which is, of course, a nice little nod to the original. And this is for Mac and PC, and it looks very funny and cute. Not Escape from Kharkov. Fellowship on the PC. Also, Hitman Absolution. This is for your phones. NBA 2K26 Arcade Edition phones. Pokemon Legends Z to A Switch, and Switch 2 as well. Reach, PS5 and PC. The Cabin Factory, Switch 1, X and S, 4, 5. Time Trekker, that is on the Switch. Kaku, Ancient Seal, X and S, and 5. Keeper, PC and X and S. Lumo 2, Switch 5, PC. The Elf on the Shelf, Christmas Heroes, a little early. That's on everything. This is No Cave. It looks like it's on the moon. Interesting title, PC. And that's it for this week. All right, well, let's take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. This is the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. And it is time to close out the video game review in the customary fashion of a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Nelly. What's up, Nelly? Rick, love the show. Thank you, Nelly. How do I get the flying car in San Andreas? Well, talking about GTA. Hopefully not the earthquake fault. When you're playing the game, it's not a flying car. It's any car, Nelly. When you're playing, you press down. This is, and remember, we're going back to the PS2 here for GTA SA. When you're playing a game, press square down, L2 up, L1 circle up, X and left. And you have a flying car. Once again, get into the Studebaker, all those other crazy cars in Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, PlayStation 2, and press square down, L2, up, L1, circle, up, X, and left, and you have a flying car. And I will email this to you as well, as I always do, in case you're not listening right now. How dare you? Or in case you're listening, you don't have a pen. What did he say? I know it's not great radio. Sometimes I give out these cheat codes, XXXAAAXXXAAA. But this is one of the reasons why I'm not too good with GTA games. I have never finished one. I have never done more than probably less than 10 missions. It's because I get the cheats. The cheats are out day one. Why would I wait around? I can't resist them. Thanks for tuning in. We'll come back and do it again next week. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.